Hi, I'm Steph.
Hi, I'm T.
You're listening to Au Pair Tea, the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Au Pair Tea.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to season 3, episode 19 of Au Pair Tea, the podcast. Welcome back, T.
Hello, Steph.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today?
Oh, peachy.
Peachy, peachy. Love it, love it. So, guys, we are back with a new episode, and it's kind of the first episode where we're branching out into something a bit different, having a bit of a revamp with our podcast, because we say this in an episode coming up, but we've been very biased with Cultural Care because that's the agency we have the most knowledge on. We've been with that agency for 2 years, and it's been great giving you guys the tea on being with them as an au pair. But now we're coming to the end of our au pair journey, and we want to be a bit less biased with the au pair world and being an au pair in America and with a specific agency. So we're going to start branching out into being au pairs in other countries and other ways that you can become au pairs in America as well, which is what we're going to touch on today.
Yes, we are. So what we've done is we are going to focus on the three main competitors, which obviously include Cultural Care, to be an au pair in America. And instead of taking like a deep dive into the companies, we decided to kind of go at it with the idea, oh, if we were a new au pair, looking at companies and researching what is the kind of general, you know, aesthetic, what's the kind of idea we get, what's the kind of vibe we get, just to kind of, because if we did a deep dive, there wouldn't be much point if you were completely new to the idea. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, Steph, why don't we kick off with the OG?
The Cultural Care, yes. So Cultural Care, if you didn't know, if you're new to the podcast, T and I have been au pairs with Cultural Care for coming up 2 years now.
Oh, Lord. Although I feel like, can we count it as 3 years? Because we were basically like screwed around for like a year because of COVID.
Yeah, to be fair, we've been kind of registered with them since 2019.
Lord.
So it's been a while, and we've worked with a lot of people within the company, and they've been great with our podcast. So we have been focusing on them for a long time, but they are one of the top agencies when it comes to being an au pair in America. They've been around since 1989, so it's over 30 years. They have a lot of experience sending thousands of au pairs over here.
Yes, they have. And they come, they have bases in all of their countries that they provide au pairs from. And it's just over 25, so it's places like Mexico, Colombia, UK, Ireland, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, South Africa, mainly all the things you can think of. A lot of Europeans, basically. A lot of
yes, yes.
But yeah, that's not all, is it, Steph?
That is not all. They do, as most of the agencies, if not all of them do, they provide an extensive training program prior to arriving with your host family, which is based in New York. It's currently online because of COVID, but it's normally based in New York City, and you learn about American driving laws, which are classes given by an ex-police officer, safety in the home, American life in general, and you get CPR and first aid training, all done by certified professionals, which is very good.
Mm-hmm. Profesh, profesh. One thing that we've talked about quite a few times on our podcast, and something that we personally love about Cultural Care, is the amount of support you get either as an au pair or a host family. So every au pair and every host family, you get connected with a matching specialist during the matching process to kind of get support and advice during this time. But you also get, like, while you're here, you get a support team. So you get your LCC, who is, you know, host families and au pairs obviously have the same one. You have like an account manager, a matching specialist, customer relations. So whatever your issue is, there will be somebody from Cultural Care assigned to you. And also, you know, au pairs, we have that, there's the 800 number. We can always just call these people. But Cultural Care are very, I think they're very into giving as much support as they can. And I think it's something that they have actively said, like, we are working on, you know, giving better support and giving a wider range of support. So props to Cultural Care. Thanks, guys.
Props, bruh. So as this is probably obvious, but to become an au pair in America, you have to pay a little bit. So there is program fees. We're not going to give figures in this episode because that's something that changes all the time. It's very different with each agency, each country. So we're not going to give any figures, but there is always a program fee that tends to include like everything to do with the program, the flights, the training school, so all the training you get, all the support you get, all of that is included in the program fee. Things such as like the doctors and medical things that you need to get done, visas, travel to appointments for documentation, things like that are not included in the program fee. Mm-hmm. But a majority of it is, and normally it's a very good price for what you're kind of getting.
yeah,
in that bundle.
I definitely think it's good. And if you extend for a second year, like, you're getting more bang for your buck, basically, because it's the same price. You only have to pay a very small extension fee. And so I think, personally, I think it's extremely good value for money. So let me just put that out there.
Yeah, I think with whatever agency you go with, it's a very good way to come over and experience a new country and not have to pay, like, loads and loads of money.
Yeah, I think it's a great way. Vary country by country, though, guys. So
Yes, it does, which is why we're not giving figures, because we don't know the conversions into all the different currencies and stuff, and it's changed since we applied, so we don't want to give figures and give you wrong information. But talking about information. Culture Care were really good at sending documents to help you do things such as sign up for your visa, things like that. They sent, like, I'm pretty sure every agency would do this in some form, but they send you a document to tell you, like, what you need to put in your document when you're signing up for your visa, which was really helpful because it's a very confusing process. There's a lot of things to fill out, a lot of boxes, a lot of questions.
Oh my gosh, I remember calling you being like, what am I doing, Steph? Help me!
I know, literally. But yeah, they do send you things to help you out through the whole process. And as we said, they're great with support. There's always someone on the other end of the phone in your home country office to help you out.
We ever need it so much. And then one thing that we are extremely fond of is the ambassador program that Cultural Care do. So a lot of people won't know if you're not au pairs, but when you become an au pair, you can sign up to be an ambassador, and, you know, that basically means you're part of a community within the au pair community, and you know, you work with other au pairs, and you do a bunch of different things. But what we love about it is that a lot of the time, like, ambassador programs, you can only do them, like, once you've finished whatever program it is and you're back in your home country and you start to recruit for, you know, new people, whereas this ambassador program, we do it live. We can do it when we finish, but we do it while we're here too. And
yeah,
I think it's a great way to connect with new people. Like, my favorite part is the buddy bit, the buddy system, where we get connected with people who have matched and are getting ready to fly. And that's very exciting. But not every agency does an ambassador program. And it's very much like, it's very, it's like, it's well connected to Cultural Care. It's something that they are very, very good at, and that we're all very proud of.
Yeah, and we have done an episode previously all about being ambassadors with Cultural Care, so if you want to check that out, it is one of our previous episodes. We'll be going into detail about that. So that is the basic skeleton of Cultural Care. Obviously, if you do want to get more information, you can go to culturalcareaupair.com and check it out, or you can also email them at aupair@culturalcare.com with any questions you have on the process. So the next agency, again, is, I think this is on par with Cultural Care, and one of the biggest agencies, one of the most popular, one of the ones you see a lot when people say they're an au pair in America. And they also are the agency that's been around the longest, and they are called Au Pair in America.
Oh, what a clever name.
Great name. Oh, yeah, so they
genius.
They have been around the longest. They've been around since 1986, and they've placed more than 110,000 au pairs, which is very well done. You know, that's
good job, guys.
Great numbers, great numbers. I think they were one of the first au pair agencies to bring people over to America, and they actually work under the same company that does Camp America as well, which is interesting too.
Okay. So probably Au Pair in America can probably take bragging rights away from Cultural Care by saying we recruit from nearly double the amount of countries you do. So they do it from over 50 countries, and in places that Cultural Care don't, so like the Middle East, like Israel, parts of Asia, which is just, I think, is so incredible.
So cool. Australia, Canada, like
everywhere. New Zealand, like, that's amazing. Like, I love that so much. Cool. But yeah, I think one difference, Cultural Care falls down a little bit, is that they're wide.
And also, I think Au Pair in America also send au pairs to all 50 states rather than just 48 of them, which is also very cool. And another thing that's different about Au Pair in America and Cultural Care that we are aware of is that with Cultural Care, there is a home office in every country that they operate from. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Au Pair in America, the main kind of hub is in London, and most of the countries except Germany operate through the London office, which I thought was very interesting also.
Perhaps that's why they can offer more countries than cultural care.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah. Who knows? That could be why. One other thing that is very different with au pair in America, and I found it very interesting reading about this, but it can be, I don't know, confusing. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I do really like it. Is that they do three different programs. So with cultural care, for example, or the third ages, we're going to talk about au pair care, there is just the one program, it's the au pair program, and you have to have, you know, 45 hours a week, you have to be between 18 and 26 years old, have 200 hours of childcare experience, have a high school diploma, a valid driver's license, and a DBS check. That is the bog standard au pair program that all agencies do, and Au Pair America do this too. But Au Pair in America also have two other programs that host families can get an au pair from. And that is the Extraordinaire program, which in addition to the bog standard au pair program rules and requirements, they must also have formal or professional childcare experience and have 2 years of academic classes and be between 20 and 26. Yeah. So the age is a bit different, and they have to have had 2 years full-time experience as a childcare provider. So the host family will pay a little bit more for an extraordinaire au pair because they have more professional experience.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. And I think that kind of, that comes down a lot to some host families want somebody, you know, more of an employee rather than a
member also of the family. Because they have to be 20 to 26, they also are older, so they have more experience. And sometimes that makes parents feel a bit safer having that. But also, I really like this one because sometimes people want the flexibility of having an au pair, but they don't need the full 45 hours, et cetera, et cetera. So they have the Educare program, which is for families that need less childcare than a full-time au pair. So the Educare program for au pairs from there can also have to meet the requirements as Department of State requires, but they can only do 30 hours per week. And they're only available in select communities, so they aren't available all over the US, but some communities are able to have an au pair from the Educare program, which is very interesting. But again, as if you're applying to become an au pair with Au Pair in America, those are things that you can look into in much more detail as you go through the application process.
That's very interesting, the Educare one, because I feel like unless it's a significant change in, like, difference in how much the host families pay for those programs, like, I don't honestly see the entire benefit of the Educare program. Like, I've not really looked into it, but it's like, oh, they can only do 30 hours a week. But it's like, host parents, you know, they work as much as you want them to in terms of au pairs. Like, you set your au pair hours. So if you only need them for 25 hours and you still have to pay the minimum stipend. Like, I'm like, what? Or is it like a tiny bit less?
So they pay the au pair less, and also they do not have to pay as much for the au pair. It doesn't cost, it's less expensive as well.
That's interesting. I wonder where that falls, you know, with the government kind of minimum is like 195.75. So how does that
work?
It's
very interesting. It's very interesting. But again, we've only done the skeleton research. So if you are looking into Au Pair in America, that's definitely questions that you can ask there in regards to the three programs that they offer. But I do kind of like that they do
different programs
for different, you know, host families have loads of different needs. They might just want a bog standard au pair, but they also might want to have a bit of peace of mind and have somebody that has had full-time childcare experience for two years and is older. So I kind of like that they give the options there.
Yeah, I like the kind of catering. And obviously, of course, all au pairs, no matter what program they're in, they are screened and they are trained before departure. So everyone has to kind of go through the same kind of training process. So that's a kind of extra safety blanket. Yeah. But in terms of extra information, you can always go online and visit aupairinamerica.com, or you can email them aupair.info@aifs.com.
Perfecto.
If we had a phone number, we'd be like, please ask the bill payer's permission. You must be 18 or over.
Oh, so
lines close at midnight and your vote will not be counted, but you may still be charged.
Please read terms and conditions.
I know, if you are a British person, you will know exactly what we mean. I feel like I'm talking like I'm a celebrity, like when they do the voting.
And the third agency, and again, I've seen a few au pairs come from this agency, but it is a lot smaller, and that is Au Pair Care. So they've been around only since 1989, so they're a little bit younger than the other agencies, and they've only matched up to 85,000 au pairs, so they are very much a smaller agency. But they were the very first agency to provide training programs focused on specific needs of infants and toddlers, which is interesting.
They do. And when we were looking into this, I was like, oh, what's this all about then? So I didn't look into it massively, but I had a little bit more to read. And it says that, like, in terms of that, because I was like, what's this? What? So au pair care, they hand select au pairs for the infant specialized program. So based on your level of experience, they will invite you to come into this very special group, apparently. And so instead of just being a normal, like a bog standard au pair, you can complete an additional kind of interview, and you can have something on your profile that says, like, you have completed the additional infant specialized interview, and, you know, this person has been specially selected because they've got all this experience. The only thing is that you can't opt into the program. Like, you have to be asked to do it as part of the, you can either do the standard program or you can do the specialized infant one. You don't have to do it. You can decline if you don't, if even if you have experience, but you don't want to look after, you know, babies, mm-hmm. that's fine. But I found that very interesting. I was like, because obviously with cultural care, like, we put our experience in and we put the ages in and we get a little thing that says we are infant qualified.
Yeah.
So unless a host family just has a baby, or unless you just specifically want to work with babies, I'm not sure entirely what the value of this is. Like, what extra stuff do you get? Like, do you get extra infant training? Like, it wasn't completely clear. That's definitely something that kind of sets them apart from different agencies, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they also have a company that works alongside them that places au pairs in Germany, which I thought was interesting too. But they only send au pairs from about 40 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very much Europe-based, but they do send au pairs from South Africa and I think England as well. So they are so much smaller.
Yeah.
But again, they do have costs and fees that, again, do not include the visa, doctor's notes, etc.
Yeah. All of the, like, the benefits are pretty much the same with most of them, apart from with cultural care, when you are an au pair for a year, you get 14 days of paid vacation. With au pair care, you only get 10, which I was like, okay, what's happening here? So for some people, that is not a bother at all. For some people, that could actually influence their decision as to whether which agency they want to go with. I'm not entirely sure why you don't get the full 14 days. Maybe they're counting work weeks as opposed to weekends as well.
Maybe, because there is the debate. Where does it include, is it just Monday to Friday, or does it include the weekends when you take your vacation here? Because it says 2 weeks, you know, so it can be confusing. So I guess it's good that they specified.
Yeah.
It kind of means Monday to Friday, but that could be a put off. Yeah. But, and again, with their kind of ambassador program, it's kind of an alumni thing. So if you have an au pair before, you can come back and tell people what you're doing now, what your journey was like and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. I think we were looking at the alumni section on there, and there were some pretty cool people. They've gone on to do pretty cool things.
Yeah. So that's the part that I wish cultural care had more of. Like, this is the part where like I
au pair hall of fame.
Yeah. It was very interesting because I think it's very relevant for us as well, specifically now, like when au pairs think, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do after my au pair term? Like, it literally shows you like a picture of the au pair, where they're from, where they were an au pair, when they were an au pair, and what their job is now. And some of them are still related to childcare. Some of them are completely different. And so it gives you kind of not like, I mean, you could say inspiration, but it just gives you those ideas of, hey, look, they did the au pair program and look at them and this is what they're doing. And I really like that. I like seeing the kind of like the progression and like where people have been now, and you can kind of see yourself in them in a way. So I think, I mean, you know, cultural care have like an alumni thing, but it's not like a hugely marketed thing. I think like I've not really seen a lot of marketing for it, but I love that section of the website.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But stay tuned on Au Pair Tea, the podcast, and maybe you'll get some alumni content over
Maybe. Who knows what's going on?
Who knows? But there we go. That is the basic information about the three kind of top agencies that send au pairs over to the USA. Definitely take into consideration all the agencies, do your research, ask people about their experiences with agencies,
mm-hmm. email make them sure it with is an agency care.
We didn't give the au pair care information, so you can go to aupaircare.com or you can email customercare@aupaircare.com for more information on that agency. And like I said, just keep all of the agencies in mind. They're all great in their own way, and everybody has, you know, pros and cons about all the agencies. You know, everyone has different experiences. We've had a perfect experience with Cultural Care. They have their cons. We've done an episode ages ago where we spilled the tea on Cultural Care.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was when I was in Serbia, actually.
I think it was episode 8 of season 1.
Yeah, so, in that, we don't just talk about the good sides of them, we talk about the negative sides also. So, you know, do your research and find the agency that fits you the best.
Yes. That's us.
So thank you so much for listening. If you've listened to the end of this episode, please send us the umbrella emoji.
Because it's currently raining.
Because it is currently raining and storming here, yeah. So send us the umbrella if you have listened to the end of this episode so that we know that you're still here, and we appreciate you so very much.
Yes, and we have so many exciting things coming. We have a huge announcement coming very, very soon, so stay tuned.
It will actually be the next episode. The next episode will be very special. There will be an announcement in it. There will be a little celebration, so keep your eyes peeled.
And keep your ears open.
Ears open. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Bye.
And that's the tea.
Subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram @aupairtea for more.
Thanks for listening.